In whole dependence upon the Lord, I would draw your very prayerful attention to the word that you'll find in the psalm that we read, Psalm 69. I'm reading for our text, verse 17. Psalm 69, I'm reading verse 17. And hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. And hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Now this word we read here, and hide not thy face from thy servant, it doesn't just mean the Lord's servants. I believe that thy servant is all those seekers after the Lord, those worshippers of the Lord God, are in their own way the Lord's servants. And hide not thy face from thy servant. And as I said, I don't believe that that does not mean just the Lord's servants that stand in the pulpit. But you know, the dear psalmist, he was brought here, wasn't he, through much trouble. As he says, for I am in trouble. But you know, we have read, haven't we not, in that same chapter, how the dear psalmist, oh, he had cried and cried unto the Lord. I am weary of my crying, he said. My throat is dried. He'd been crying continually. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. And you know, I don't know how any of you have come into the house of God this morning. But is there one who you've come here today crying? You may not have cried those tears outwardly, but those tears in your soul, if you've been found wending your way here this morning, and as you woke this morning crying out to the Lord, Lord, hear me. And as the psalmist says here, well, are you in trouble? And there are many things, aren't there, that bring a child of God into trouble. It may be those things in providence or those things spiritually. And those things that are in providence, I don't know how any of it is with any of you, but there may be those things in your providential pathway that make you troubled. You don't know which way to take, you don't know which pathway to go or how to turn, and you've begged of the Lord to show you, but you feel he's hiding his face from you, like the dear psalmist says here. And you may have been begging for a long time. It may be those things in your work pathway, those things regarding maybe a house, maybe regarding a future pathway, which way you're to take. And the Lord seems to be silent to you, no matter how much you have cried and cried, and you may be feeling as though, just like the psalmist, where you're weary of your crying. And you feel the Lord has forsaken you. Are you found there this morning? In a time of trouble, it may be regarding money, I don't know. You may be in trouble regarding your finances or whatever it may be. But what is it doing to you? Are you longing to know that the Lord will appear for you in it? And are you brought where the dear psalmist is here? Hear me speedily. You need the Lord to come. You need him to hear your cries and to answer your cries. You might know that your prayers are going higher than the ceiling in the room that you may be praying in, or the house of the Lord, house in the roof of the house of the Lord here. You feel as though you can't carry on anymore because you need the Lord to show you, but you're now brought, are you not, to that point where you need the Lord to answer you, and you need Him to answer you now. But you know the Lord hears and answers. He hears your cries, because as we read here, you may have noticed it, the Lord heareth the poor and despiseth not His prisoners. He hears your cry, but He will answer in His own time and His own way. And you know, often in the things of providence, it's in His own time and His own way, but the Lord's timing is perfect. We are often ready now, aren't we, for the Lord to answer us now, but His way and His timing is perfect. But you know, in all that, our faith is often very, very tried in it. And especially if the Lord has given you a word regarding it, and you may feel, well, I've gone in this way because the Lord has directed me, but now I seem to be in so much trouble. I feel as though I have come into more trouble since I've walked in this pathway than there was before I went in it. But the Lord, I feel, directed me into it. Well, you know, there's an old saying, isn't there? I believe it's a saying. If the way is right, it will be tried. So the pathway that you may be in, that you may be feeling as though, as it were, you're struggling to hold yourself up. You feel as though your feet are going, and you feel as though you're in the water and you're going under, and you're in trouble, and you're longing that the Lord will answer you speedily and come to your help and aid speedily. He will come, but this may be, you know, the Lord's time of trying of your faith. And the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth. Much more precious. And then there's the things regarding our souls, isn't there? Have you been brought then into soul trouble? And you may say, well, I don't know, because I feel as though I've got this aching void. I feel as though there's this aching void that there never was before. And I come into the house of God feeling so different than I once did. I come now longing that the Lord will show to me that I am one of His. I come into the house of God now longing for the Lord to speak to me and grant me a word from above. But once you came, didn't you, into this house of God, and no doubt you sat in your pew and you couldn't wait for your pastor or whoever it was to say amen, but not now. You're clinging on in hopes that He won't say amen, that He'll keep going, that there'll be something before the amen for your soul. And you're now found, longing there that there will be some word dropped from His lips for your soul. And you're then sitting there in your pew saying, Lord, hear me speedily. Is there one here today? You're sitting longing that the Lord will hear you speedily. Why? Because your soul is in trouble. The Lord has come, has He not, and shone within your heart and made you now feel your need that once you never ever felt. You never felt it because your heart was so hard and so dark that you didn't know. And until the Lord comes, you know, into a child of God's heart and shines within it with the Holy Spirit, and only then, as that light shines within your poor benighted soul, will you see the exceeding sinfulness of sin, the depravity within your heart and soul, the filth and corruption that's in there. And it's only as the Lord comes and shines within your poor benighted soul that you will be brought into that need of the Lord then coming and hearing you speedily regarding your soul. And you know, there's that hymn. It's in the Young People's Hymnal, and I believe it's also in the Gadsby's Hymn Book. O love divine, how sweet thou art, when will I find my willing heart all taken up by thee? I thirst and faint and die to prove the greatness of redeeming love, the love of Christ to me. And you know, I believe, and I don't like to speak about myself, but I believe that that verse and that hymn, you know, really made me realise that what was going on in my soul was actually the Lord working. It was the Lord that was making me feel like it. The Lord that was bringing me into a need. The Lord that was making me hunger and thirst. And the Lord that gave the aching void. That aching void that no man anymore can fill. Nothing in this world can fill. Nothing that you once upon a time longed after and sought after. All the things that fed your flesh. Oh, they don't feed your soul, do they? And you have to prove it more and more as you try and look to those things that once fed your flesh that don't now feed your soul. But it brings you to that point, doesn't it, where you're longing for the Lord because now you're in trouble that you once weren't in. And you now long that the Lord will not hide his face from you. Once you didn't care whether the Lord hid his face, did you? You wanted the Lord to hide his face so he wasn't looking at what you were doing as far as you were concerned, but the Lord sees and knows everything, you know. And you younger ones in years, oh, as you look and go and do this or that and you think your parents can't see, remember this, that the Lord sees and hears everything. Whatever you might think that your parents can't see, and whatever you might think the Lord can't see, he can. And whatever you might think the Lord can't hear, he can. And you know, what's even more searching is he knows the very thoughts and intents of our hearts. Is there some poor soul then who's come into the house of God here this morning with this same prayer of the psalmist, hide not thy face from thy servant? Have you come praying here this day, Lord, please show me thyself? Have you been brought where that dear kitchen maid, Highland kitchen maid, was brought where she had prayed, hadn't she? Lord, show me myself. And that preacher had told her to go and pray that prayer, hadn't he? And oh, the Lord had shown him herself. And what a filth and corruption and depravity she had no doubt seen. And have you been praying to the Lord that he will show you yourself? And oh, you've realized now what corruption there is there. But now you need more than that. You need the Lord to come and show you himself, don't you? To come and to heal that which you feel is so broken, so corrupt, so vile, so wretched, such a wicked, wicked heart. And now the Lord has shown you all your sin, all your unrighteousnesses. And it's brought you to that need, has it not? That need now to be shown, himself, that he might come and grant that healing balm to your poor, sin-sick soul. And you know, we speak often, don't we, of the sicknesses of our bodies and our minds. But more importantly, how is it with our soul? What is the health of our soul? Do we care what the health of our soul is? What is the health of our soul? How is it? Are we suffering with soul sickness? Because you know, the Lord is the only one that can, he is the great physician. Yes, he can heal our bodies and he can heal our minds, but more importantly, we need our souls healed by him. That healing balm. And what is the healing balm? But the Lord's own heart's blood is the only healing balm for a poor, sin-sick soul. That's what they will need. The Lord's own heart's blood, that their robes might be washed, as they are, as we read of in the Revelations, washed But washed in what? Washed in water? No, no water can wash our filthy souls and our filthy garments, can they? No, washed in the blood of the Lamb. And you children and young ones may say, well, what is the blood of the Lamb? The blood of the Lamb, the dear Lord Jesus is called the Lamb, isn't he? Why is he called the Lamb? Because he did no harm. He was a meek and lowly Jesus, but he was slain, wasn't he, for his people's sins. His own heart's blood had to be shed for his people's sins. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. Made white. Is that your longing to know then, here this Lord's day, that your robes, your filthy robes might be washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb? But you know, this hear me speedily. This here wasn't spoken in anger by the dear psalmist, was it? Hear me speedily. No, it was from a longing and a groaning and a sighing heart. Because often we can say, can't we, even to our children or those around us, come on, hurry up, be quick, come on, hurry up. And we say it in a wrong spirit. And are we then praying to the Lord, hear me speedily? And it's a searching question, I know. But are we praying to the Lord, hear me speedily, in the wrong spirit? Are we saying it in anger? That's why the Lord won't answer. Or is it from a groaning, sighing heart and soul? Because you know, the Lord, we cannot be angry with the Lord. The Lord has done no wrong. It's our sins that have done wrong, caused us to do wrong. And that's why we're wrong in the sight of God, isn't it? But only the Lord Jesus can come and heal our souls. Because you know, we don't deserve the Lord's mercies, do we? Are we then begging of the Lord in a wrong spirit? And becoming angry because the Lord won't hear us. We're trying to lay down those tracks, as it were, for the Lord. Hear me in this way or hear me in that way, Lord. Answer my prayer in this way or that way. Or are we brought here as a soul in trouble, a soul groaning and crying unto the Lord and groaning out, Lord, hear me speedily. Why does he want him to hear speedily? Because he feels to be in such trouble. He feels as though the Lord has hidden his face from him. But you know, this dear psalmist, he had evidently seen the Lord's face before, but now he felt the Lord as hiding his face from him. Is there some poor child of God here then today? You've known the Lord's face before. You've seen him. You've seen him helping you. He's answered your prayers. He's answered your prayers in days gone by. He may have been very merciful to you in days gone by. He may have spoken and granted his tender mercies that are shown of here in the verse preceding this verse here. But now you feel as though the Lord has gone, he's left you. And you're brought where the psalmist is here. We close the reading with, I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God, thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. You're brought into a great need, aren't you? But why does the Lord do this, you may ask, to a child of God? Why does the Lord make us to be in such times of trouble and leave us, as it were, so we're at a point where we have to be begging and longing and asking the Lord to answer us speedily? Well, where would we be if the Lord didn't use all these things? Where would we be? We wouldn't be longing and begging of the Lord, would we, if we weren't brought into a need? And it's by these things, and as he spoke, as Hezekiah said, and as I mentioned in my prayer, it's in all these things. I don't want to misquote it, but Dear Hezekiah had to acknowledge it, didn't he? He was brought through such times. His very life, he was told he only had, well, he was told to put his house in order because he was to die and not live. But what did that do for dear Hezekiah when he had the sentence of death put upon him? It caused him to turn his face to the wall and pray unto the Lord. But it didn't only do that. Poor Hezekiah was made to weep sore. Or with great weeping, as the margin renders it. And have you been brought there where your very life and soul and heart and mind feel like they've been touched by the Lord and he's now put the sentence of death upon you? Well, you know, that's the work of the Lord. The Holy Spirit, if you feel like that, dear child of God, I believe that the Holy Spirit has begun his work with you. He's shone within your poor soul, your hard heart, he's shone into your hard, stony, cold, dead and lifeless heart that it once was. And oh, he's now made you to see your need. He's brought you there because you wouldn't have prayed before, would you? But it's the Lord's working. He's turned your face to the wall now and you're praying unto the Lord. But if you, it may even bring you lower to make you weep sore. And I believe he will bring you lower. But why? As Hezekiah says, O Lord, by these things men live. And in all these things is the life of my spirit. It's by these things, dear friend. Oh, you may be saying, well, I feel as though I am longing and longing and searching and begging. And you may feel as though, well, the Lord was so merciful to me in days gone by. But now he seems to have hidden his face and I now feel so cold, dead, lifeless and cast off. But I keep longing and begging that the Lord will return. Well, it's by these things, dear friend, that the Lord causes your poor soul to live, because without them, really and truly, you ask yourself, your searching question, where would your soul be? And in all these things is the life of my spirit. In all these things, yes, these troubles, these trials, these difficulties, these longings and searchings after the Lord and the hidings of his face, they make our soul live because they bring us back to our knees in prayer, longing and begging. The Lord makes us to wait so that we keep begging and we see that our whole dependence then is upon him and not on ourselves. And our prayers are not answered through our righteousnesses. No, they're answered by the grace of the Lord. Because we don't deserve it. So wilt thou recover me, that Hezekiah goes on to say, and make me to live. Hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. And then what does the psalmist go on to say? He gives another request to the Lord. Thou hast known my reproach. He acknowledges to the Lord that he has known his reproach. He knows his trouble and he knows his concern and his troubles and trials. I am full of heaviness. Sorry, I've read the other verse. But thou hast known my reproach and my shame and my dishonour. Mine adversaries are all before thee. You know, my eyes lighted upon that word. I am full of heaviness. Is there some poor child of God then you feel to be this Lord's Day morning full of heaviness? And as the psalmist says in verse 20, and I looked for some to take pity, but there was none. And for comforters, but I found none. And dear Job, didn't he? He had those, as they are often referred to, the miserable comforters. They were no comfort to his soul, were they? And you'll find and you'll know that your mother and father, your husband or your wife or your parent, whoever it may be, is no comfort to your soul, no matter what they say to you to comfort you. It's no comfort to your soul, is it? They can't grant you that nearness to the Lord, that returning of the Lord's face, that loving kindness of the Lord and Him hearing you speedily and answering you in your trouble and bringing you out of your trouble. They can't do it for you, can you? Can they? I am full of heaviness. Are you then found in heaviness this morning? This weight upon your spirit that you can't lift off yourself. These longing desires that you cannot seem to get any comfort from, even though you have the desire. And you may have come into the house of God this morning and you may say to me, yes, but I have these desires and I have these longings. The words of the hymn come in, so I will quote them. Those feeble desires, those wishes so weak. And yes, you may feel your desires and your wishes are so weak, but they're there, aren't they? And let me ask you a question. Did you put them there yourself? Did you put them there yourself? And if you could answer and say, no, I didn't. Well, who did? The dear Lord. And why has He put them there? To bring you into a soul's need. And why has He given you a soul's need? And may this be an encouragement to you, because if you have a true soul's need, the Lord will hear you in your trouble. He will answer you in your trouble. He will come and grant that healing balm, but it may be, and it will be, in His own time and His own way. It won't be your time or your way, but it will be in His own time and His own way. Full of heaviness. This weight and this cloud over you, you cannot rid it of yourself. Though you may long to. And you may long that there will be those that could comfort your soul, but there's none. None here on earth, dear child of God. All you can do is take it to the Lord, as the dear psalmist was here. Hide not thy face from thy servant or me, whoever you are. For I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Do you need the Lord then to hear you speedily? And whatever it may be, whether it be of providence or those things of grace, those things in your soul. You want the Lord, do you, to come and to heal your poor, sin-sick soul. Grant you that healing balm. Grant you that forgiveness of your sins, that nearness to Him, that knowledge that He is your Saviour, that He is your God. You no longer want to know that He is just a Saviour. You want to know it now for yourself, that He is your Saviour. You long that He will come and say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Are you found in the words of that hymn, assure my conscience of her part in thy redeeming blood and bear the witness of my heart that I am born of God. Is that your trouble? All you can see is filth and corruption in yourself and sin, and you carry, as it were, around upon your back like a great weight your sins, and that is what your trouble is. Well, dear child of God, I will say this. You are found in a good place. You may not feel as though you're in a good place, but you are found in a good place if you're found there with your sins weighing heavily upon you. And if that's what's bringing you into trouble, dear friend, you will be delivered from it. The Lord will come. He will hear your cries. He will see, that you feel, and if He hears your cry, He will hear your cry. And He knows that how you feel. And He may be hiding His face from you from this time, but you know, when He does come, When the Lord does come and have mercy upon your poor soul, that hiding of his face, no matter how many years that may be, it will be as nothing. You will look back over those years that you may have felt that the Lord was hiding his face from you, and it will appear as though it was only a few minutes or moments of your life. But you will thank the Lord. You will thank the Lord that he has hidden his face. Although it may seem strange now, you will thank him for it, because what did it do for you? It made you long and beg more and more. And when the promise did come and the favour and the mercy to your poor soul was made known, it will make it sweeter, you know, the longing and the hiding of the Lord's face, because when he does come and reveal his face to you, as your saviour, come and grant you that healing balm of his blood upon your poor soul, that hiding of his face, that longing and that trouble you felt to be in. Oh, you'll thank the Lord for it, because where would you have been without it? You would be, would you not, as far from God as sheep can run. You'd be as far from God today as you could be. You certainly would not be found here in the house of God. But no, it's by the Lord hiding of his face and the troubles that he brings you into, and there's longing, and that he will come speedily. He will come. And he comes oft when men are faint. And oh, I believe the dear psalmist here felt very faint. He felt very faint. He needed the Lord to come to him speedily. He no longer could just go on in his way, merrily as it were, day by day, thinking, well, I've got many years ahead of me. And is there one here today who's going along in your life's pathway like that, feeling, well, there's many years ahead. The Lord will come, you know, don't be fatalistic. And you know, you younger ones in years, you might be looking on now and say, you may even say, well, in your heart, I don't know what you're talking about, because we've got many years ahead. Well, you don't know, do you? And may the Lord have mercy whilst you are young in years. May he touch you within your poor heart. Oh, whilst you are young in years, that you might be granted a tender heart, that you might be found on the Lord's day and in the week, every day of the week and throughout the day, longing that the Lord will come and hear you speedily regarding your soul. But you know also, oh, take all your providential pathway, take it to the Lord. Those things that you don't know where to go and what to do and how to go with it, take them to the Lord. Don't ask him to bless it once you've gone in it. No, ask him to show you the way. But oh, if the Lord is withholding his answer, beg of him that he will hear you speedily, that he will come. There may be one of you here that has a tomorrow before you. You've got to answer tomorrow what you want to do, or where you want to go, or how you want this or that to be. You need to give an answer tomorrow. Are you longing then that the Lord will hear you speedily? And you know, we sung, didn't we, in one of the hymns that we have just sung, "My life's minutest circumstances subject to thine eye." Do you long that the Lord's, all your life's minutest circumstances subject to the Lord's eye? Or are you trying to go on in your way, dealing with your own pathway, dealing with it how you want it to be? Or does your pathway trouble you? And you want to know, what is the Lord's will for you? What is the Lord's way? Which way am I to go? Well, dear friend, if you are found here, I believe the Lord will come. Hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. And if you're in trouble in your soul, you know, or the only one that can come and give you that felt help in your trouble is that great physician. Take your soul trouble to him. Don't let the old adversary come in like a flood, telling you that the Lord, and there may be one here this morning, the old adversary has come in like a flood, telling you that you could never be one of the Lord's people, because all he does is hide his face and he hasn't appeared for you. You're brought into all this trouble, but the Lord never delivers you out of it. And you ask and long for the Lord to come speedily, but he doesn't come. Well, if you're found in this verse, the Lord will come. And you will be found praising. You will come to it where you will have to honour and glory the Lord, give the honour and the glory to the Lord for all that he has done. And you'll be brought here where the dear psalmist was, "But I am poor and sorrowful." Is this your cry? Is this your cry, dear friend here? Let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. Because where do you feel at the moment? Right down low, don't you? But it's only the Lord's salvation that can set you up on high. Oh, because your feet will then be found on the rock, Christ Jesus. You'll be set on high. And that's the only way a dear child of God can be set up on high. I am poor and sorrowful. That's where he had to be brought first. And you might have to be being, and you may be being brought there this Lord's day. Poor and sorrowful. But is it your cry then, let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high? It's a personal word, isn't it? Set me. Not set us, not set the Lord's people, but set me up on high. Is that your cry? And I believe if that is your cry, dear child of God, you will be brought here. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. Why? Because the Lord heareth the poor and despiseth not his prisoners. And if you have found this Lord's Day morning feeling as though you're locked up in prison, you feel as though you can feel the chains about your wrists and about your ankles, you feel as though you're chained down to the floor and the old adversary's got you there. If you are found there upon the prison floor, on the cold prison floor there, feeling as though there's none to take pity upon you, and your cry is that the Lord will hear you in your trouble, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. You're in trouble in your soul. The old adversary seems to have got you down, and he seems to have got you there, and he's telling you that you're one of his, and that your end will be eternal damnation. If your cry is, hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble, hear me speedily. That's a sigh and cry from the soul. And that is a groaning of the prisoner. And the Lord hears the groanings of the prisoners. He sets them free, as it tells us here. Dear Peter, he was bound, wasn't he, in the prison. He was chained up to those other prison officers, as they are known now. And there was no clear sign of how we could ever escape. And it may feel like that with you this morning. I don't know how it is with any of you, but you may feel as though you're in the prison. You're chained to the devil and his angels. You're chained to this world, and you are on the prison floor, and there seems to be no way of escape for you. There is no way of salvation for you. You've longed for it. You've begged for it. You are, as it were, devil dragged and at wit's end corner, as the old ministers used to say. And you are in trouble, aren't you? And it's only the Lord can deliver you, the only the Lord that can come and help you. But, dear child of God, the Lord heareth the poor, and he despiseth not his prisoners. But then he goes on to say, let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein. For God will save Zion. The Lord will save his people. though you may feel cast off and so far from God at this time, the Lord hears your cries, and you may say, but all I can do is groan. The Lord hears the groans. You may feel like your life consists of just groaning and sighing. Well, the Lord hears it. You may not be able to pray a long prayer. You might not even know how to pray. You may feel as though you just don't know what to pray for. But if you feel like your soul is in trouble and you're longing that the Lord will come, He will come, dear child of God. And you will be brought where the psalmist was, praising the name of God and praising Him with a song for all that you've been brought through. And even those of you who may have been blessed and greatly blessed in days gone by, if you feel as though the Lord has left you, the Lord is ever near. It's your sins and your backslidings that have turned the Lord, often turned the Lord's face from you, isn't it? The Lord is near. But also, if the Lord is hiding His face to make you beg and long more, it's for your own good and it's for your own eternal good. It's so that you're brought back, isn't it, as a penitent, repentant sinner once again on your knees to Him in prayer. Lord, hear me speedily. It gives you that longing desire again that you may have lost a little as the world and all that is in it has crept in once again, and you've turned your back unknowingly, maybe, even upon the Lord. Well then, hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. May the Lord add His blessing. Amen.